Welcome to another family Bible study. Again, as we have been doing for many, many years now, we're going to spend a little time looking into the Word of God. Now, we have been, for years and years, we've been looking at Jeremiah, and we're getting right to the very end of Jeremiah. We're looking at Jeremiah chapter 51. And in our last study, you know, as we were looking at Jeremiah 51, we ran across this phrase of verse 54, a sound of a cry cometh from Babylon and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. And let me back up for and go back to verse 52 to pick up a little context here. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, that is upon Babylon. And Babylon, remember, is the speaking about the churches that are under the rule of Satan, and Satan is typified by the king of Babylon, and therefore he brings in the whole country of Babylon into the churches. And now Babylon is under the wrath of God, and that it also extends all the way out to the whole world, because he was given rule not only in the churches but in the whole world. And if we read in verse 53, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers, plunderers come unto her, saith Jehovah. And remember, we saw that those plunderers are, who are they? Well, again and again, it's really amazing when you think about it, that it all boils down to the rapture or the catching up of the true believers. That is spoken of as the time of the Battle of Armageddon, and every war that the Bible speaks about at the end of time is this. And it's a war where there's no swords visible, there's no horses visible, there's voice being spoken at all. It is simply the fact that the true believers who are being caught up in the sight of all the unsaved, that this is a fantastic condemnation. And to be condemned means to be found guilty and to be sentenced. It's the final sentence of death that comes against those who are unsaved, who are still alive. And that is called they are called the plunderers, or those who bring ruin, the final ruin, to the unsaved of the world. And that is what is in view here. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet for me shall spoilers come, that is, those who bring destruction, those who bring ruin. And the people who are bringing the ruin and bringing the destruction, they're not even aware of what they're causing. But remember, we keep going back to Matthew 12, verse 41, where it talks about the Ninevites as they are raptured. They died more than 2,500 years ago, and they're in the grave. All there is some dust by now. That's all that's left. And yet, as that dust is resurrected as a glorified spiritual body and caught up, they are bringing judgment, that final condemnation, against those, the billions of people who are still living, as well as everyone else who is being caught up at that time. And then then remember, we saw a sound of a cry cometh from Babylon and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. And that cry is the horrible cry of those were convinced that they had become, that they were the ones that were going to be raptured. They were the ones that were going to be caught up. They were the ones that were going to be the inheritors of the new heaven and the new earth. They are the ones that were going to reign with Christ forevermore. That was the great and wonderful special gift that I identifies with salvation. It's one thing to have live in this world as a saved person, knowing all the time that Christ is with me and I can turn to him and so on. But that pales into insignificance compared with what the big gift is, namely to be reigning with Christ forevermore. After all, if you look at a typical church, where most of them in all likelihood are tares rather than wheat, can you tell any difference in their lifestyle or in the blessings they're receiving between the true believers and those who are not true believers? We can't. We can't even know which ones are true believers and which ones are not. They're in the measure that they're obeying God, God's blessings come, and they enjoy the warm sunshine, they enjoy their flower garden, they enjoy all the nice things that go with fellowship with other people who claim to be believers. There's really no difference. But the big difference is, what are we waiting for? What's the big gift that God is going to give? It's the gift of eternal life. It's the gift of reigning with Christ and being co-heirs with him of the new heaven and the new earth. And that we looked at that in detail last time and saw that this was going to be an enormous blow, an enormous blow to the desires of the of these people who thought they were saved and actually were not saved and are left behind. And they will be weeping and gnashing their teeth, yelling and screaming at God. And lest someone still thinks that finally they will also bow down and acknowledge, we were wrong. God, we honor you anyway. The Bible, we remember we looked at Revelation 9, where they're going to not repent at all. They're going to go right to their death in the day of judgment. There'll be no repentance, no bowing down. Those who bow down are the true believers. Now, then we looked at that cry, and then we're going to go on in verse 55. Because Jehovah hath plundered or spoiled or ruined Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves, actually that should have been when their waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. And this is not an easy verse to work through, but we can at least learn all that we can about it. The Lord hath plundered Babylon. Now, that's a very important statement. Jehovah hath plundered Babylon, because it just has talked about the spoilers who would be coming, and they are the true believers who would be bringing the final condemnation. But really, really, no. It is God who, through them, is bringing the final condemnation. Judgment is altogether God's business, and he uses the believers. You know, every time we share the gospel with someone and remind them that you have to live this way or that way, and every time they sin, the wages of sin is death, it means that right there they're being condemned by the word of God. And they are hearing the word of God because we, who are true believers, are presenting it to them. But finally, it is God who is condemning them through his word. It is God who is bringing the judgment. And that's emphasized here, because Jehovah hath plundered Babylon and ruined or destroyed. It is the fact that God has brought it to an end. The church age has come to an end and destroyed out of her the great voice. Now, I don't know what that great voice really refers to. I went through the Bible trying to find out another phrase where great voice is being used, and I wasn't unable to locate any. You read about a loud voice, you read about different kinds of voices, but this has destroyed out of her the great voice. Now, it's talking about something that is destroyed out of the churches, because Babylon here has in view particularly Satan's rule in the churches. And we do know the churches that are all over the world and constitute about a third of the world's population, they are very, very arrogant in what they are declaring. They come with a great voice. We are right. We have the truth. We are the ones. We are the ones that are going to be raptured. It is a great voice that is found in Babylon, but we know that all of that is going to be nonsense. It's not going to mean anything. In fact, that great voice we just had talked about sound of the cry, and that sound of the cry is going to be a big cry, as we were looked at last time in the Gospel of Matthew. Again and again we saw where it said they are weeping and gnashing their teeth, but all of that is going to be destroyed by God. There will be not another whimper heard, because it'll be total death, total annihilation. It'll all be gone. The Lord has destroyed a spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice, when their waves do roar like great waters, a sound of their voice is uttered. Now the question is, who is when their waves do roar like great waters? Is that talking about their voice? And the answer is no, that's not talking about their voice. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 30. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 30. And there we read, let me start with verse 25. Therefore is the anger of Jehovah kindled against his people. He hath stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. This is talking about the wrath of God on those who are in the churches. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his